Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
To stop and listen for just a second, I thought in the background I could hear some harvest work going on. Oh, it's Chad Hansen with me from Corporate Farmer on our KGLO live line. Hey, Chad, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Yeah, beautiful week this week. A little bit warmer temperatures and sunshine, and yeah, like you say, just perfect fall weather for being out there in the combine. And man, I was just about in shock as I drove home last night to see most of the bean fields have been completed along Highway 65. And so it's going to be an exciting week, I think, when it comes to farming and harvest and just a lot of guys out there getting a lot of work done right now.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to go back a ways to find a week that will treat them as nice as this week will. I really do. Honestly, outside of yesterday, it was a little windy, but I mean, just normal dry weather. Boy, they'll be in and out of fields quickly. I look for a lot of work to get done this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, sighs of relief. It's just been kind of one of those long, grinding type years, and I think that there's some well-deserved breaks here as, we get just some perfect temperatures, perfect weather, and just enjoyable to be out there to kind of enjoy that sun kind of beating down on you in the cab there and, see the leaves and everything that comes with fall. And then, being out there doing what you love, that's what we all sign up for, right? And so I think irregardless of all the stuff that's going on around you, you can jump in that cab, turn on KGLO radio, and just enjoy being out there and harvest. And, you're doing your own social distancing right there, right, in the combine?
Yeah, I think so. I do. And I think I have not had a chance to work on a harvest in probably, I guess it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually try to sneak out there with one of the area farmers and just spend a day or an afternoon anyway. And there's something about it. I mean, even if you grew up as a city kid, you know what I mean? And you get out on the farm and you're riding around at harvest time. And just to be a part of that whole process, watching the grain come in, watching the scare the deer out of the corn as you're bringing it in. You know, it's really a fun time.
Yeah, exciting, I think, and kind of get those chills, almost like a Friday Night Lights type of kind of atmosphere without the crowd, right? I think that it's what most of our farmers look forward to and enjoy, and that kind of homecoming with some of maybe the kids or relatives that come back and help out with that harvest. And, I think of some of the meals and things like that get prepared and eaten kind of maybe out in a field or whatever, wherever you can make some of that stuff work. And, a lot of the traffic and camaraderie with the people, as they sit in the line delivering grain and stuff. And so, yeah, all those kind of fun things and just memories that shoot through my brain and all the things that we look forward to this time of the year.
And you really think, too, with the advancements in all of the technology and all of the things that happen, as they're going through the fields, they got a pretty good idea of where they're at dryness-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Bushels per acre and different things. I mean, it's amazing what can happen in that field as they're bringing in the crops.
Yeah, for us city slickers, it's almost like thinking about when you are walking out of the plane and you see that cockpit there with all the instruments and things that are surrounding those pilots, and it's almost gotten that way in the combine with all the monitors and things that are going off, beeping lights, you know, kind of alerting you to different things that are happening, and then all the numbers that are getting crunched there in the monitor with, like you said, you know, moisture and you know, yield and everything. So it's definitely a lot going on inside of there. It isn't just sit back and take a nap type of deal, you know. But I think that's what I talk about when I'm speaking to that excitement, you know, that kind of comes along with it. It's just that energy and that buzz that you feel and you know, kind of keeps you wired all day long, even though it can be some long days there out in the combine. There's just so much going on and so many things to stay aware of.
Well, there's an awful lot of unknown, and you and I talk a lot about that, too. When you're in agriculture, you plant that crop, and then in a lot of ways you hope like mad you get the crop you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. There is, and I chuckle a little bit when you say that, because just this morning coming in, you know, I was listening to, you know, an interview with the future quarterback there, I guess current quarterback now for the Hawkeyes there, Spencer Petrusen. You know, one of the questions he was asked is, you know, how do you know that you're ready? How do you, you know, how aren't you nervous and all those kind of butterflies and all those things that come with being a first-year quarterback and trying to live up to, you know, the expectations of all those that have come before you. And, you know, he shared a good example of, you know, the captain of a boat out at sea, you know, when the storm comes in and being able to sleep at night because they've, you know, tied down all the cargo and went through all their steps and done their knots properly and kind of followed everything, you know, from start to finish that needed to be done, that they were able to sleep, you know, comfortably at night, knowing that there wasn't going to be any major issues or anything that they weren't prepared for. And I think that, you know, you and I like to talk a lot about sports and those kind of analogies, and I think it's perfect, you know, for this example here of, you know, talking about all the things that have been thrown at our farmers and all the, you know, unknowns, you know, and the harvest of what to expect. And I get the question, I'd say, over and over again from even our own clients of, you know, what do you see from successful people, what attributes do you see in your clients that you'd say are your better farmers, your better businessmen, and you know, there's no magic. You know, it's not like, oh, they do this and you aren't doing that type of thing. I think that it is, back to that analogy, is it's the guys that just do things the right way all the time. They're always, you know, they're up early, they take such good care of their farms by, you know, maybe mowing ditches and doing some of those other things that we think probably are just a waste, maybe of time and resources. But it's staying late. It's having the equipment, you know, ready once harvest gets here, and not, you know, kind of like my kids seem to want to do is scramble, you know, before a game or before school because they need their shoes and they've can't find their shirt and what happened to my backpack and all those types of things that, you know, we preach to them, like, why didn't you think about this last night instead of this morning when you're already 5 minutes late to school? So, you know, I think that it's that approach that I think struck a chord with me that Spencer takes and why he feels like, even though we're a couple weeks out from, you know, Big Ten football, that he's ready for the season and ready for what those games are going to bring.
So you're saying, too, probably that, you know, at Corporate Farmer, you may not be steering the ship, but you're just joining the team, tying down the knots, right?
And that's how I've always tried to approach things, and I think maybe it's just growing up in rural Iowa and, you know, around farm families, you know, especially probably my grandfather and my mother that probably got a lot of that from him, and that, you know, he was, if people will tell you, I mean, just one of the hardest workers that they've ever been around, quiet guy that never really, you know, said too much, but, he was going to be up at the crack of dawn and, you know, out there working on something, and he was probably going to be working until, you know, it was dark outside and it was time to come in and eat. And so just being around a guy that, you know, would work his, you know, 8 to 10 hour a day job and then come home and, you know, grab me and we'd go mow lawns or rake lawns this time of the year and do all those kind of things on the weekend. It just kind of teaches you that, that's what it's all about. You got to be there early. You got to be most often the last one there, and you're just, you know, keeping your nose down and doing the things that you need to do to get the job done. And I think that's the case, whether it's, you know, from an accounting standpoint or it's, you know, those farmers that are out there in the fields that take that kind of, I guess, lunch bucket type approach to life and to the job and enjoy it every step of the way.
Yeah, I can see that with your corporate farmer team, too. I mean, that's you guys, in a lot of ways, you can be the lunch bucket guys, too, can't you?
Well, and I think that, you know, our clients appreciate that because that's the way that they approach, you know, life and farming. And that's what their expectation, I think, is out of the people that they work with. You know, we've always tried to be the ones that are there available for them when they call in or have a question or an issue. You know, turn things over quickly as far as, you know, getting their bookkeeping back to them, you know, the day or within a day or two of it coming in the mail. And same thing with staying on their taxes. You know, they expect that when they send something in here to get done, maybe they send up their 1099s and W-2s and all that paperwork, that it's not just going to sit there for a few weeks and then they have to call up to try and find out what's going on with it. You know, we take pride in that, you know, when it comes in that it's being addressed, we know where it's at in the process and what questions need to be asked, and we're going to reach out to you to get those questions answered and not just wait for you to kind of touch base with us and ask why we haven't heard anything. And so, you know, kind of doing things the right way, again, having that lunch bucket approach, I think, is, you know, what's kept us successful and what, you know, our clients really just appreciate the most about working with us.
Yeah, you keep talking about lunch bucket stuff. I'm getting hungry. You know?
I know it. You know, I know. We used to go do those harvest meals and stuff like that with KGLO, and unfortunately, you know, some of that stuff has kind of had to take a back seat with the whole virus concerns and social distancing and whatnot. But I have thought about that a few times here in the last week or two as, you know, people have started to get out in the fields and begin harvest is, man, I'd like to go out there and be able to sit down and enjoy some of those meals we had and just some of the conversation and be able to socialize with some of those families as they're out there doing their job.
Well, that won't be long. We'll get back to that too, and I know we'll get to that again. And you know, this has been this is one of those years as we've always said, and we can look ahead to a 2021 and hopefully some brighter and better things ahead for everybody.
I think so, and I mean it just again goes back to, you know, what we talk about in that. You know, I've heard so many coaches and players, you know, throughout the, you know, season at this point in time that have just been asked, you know, what's it going to take to be successful? What are your expectations of, you know, the season as it gets going and stuff? And, you know, again, it just goes back to so many of them have just said that, you know, we take care of things and we do it right and kind of, you know, keep grinding away and figure that we control what we can control and don't worry about so many of those other things that are going on around us. And, I mean, it's just amazing as I start to kind of have some conversations with guys that have been out in the fields. And, you know, we thought, oh, this could be a rough year around here as far as crops go and just not knowing what to expect as far as yields. And it just seems like you know, I'm just, I guess, not really in shock, but just, you know, a little bit surprised to hear that, you know, the yields are at least, you know, better than what's been expected. And, you know, again, it just boils down to doing things the right way and attacking issues as they come up and not letting them, you know, get away, whether it be, you know, getting out there and spraying or you know, taking care of some of those problems that get recognized in some of the scouting and things that go on anymore. And, I mean, it's just being able to adapt, adjust, but still apply those fundamentals that we've been, you know, kind of concentrating on for decades at this point in time.
Chad, do you have anything that's coming up in the office right now that you're trying to get word out to your clients about or anything?
Yeah, big crunch here just for the last week here as we get down to October 15th extension date for returns. Just been reaching out to a few people that have told me that they're going to be getting stuff in and just reminding them that we don't have a whole lot more time. I'm still waiting on a little bit of information. So I think for any of those people that, you know, have kind of put that off, I guess it's time to get serious about that. And then I think another big question is, we talked about it, seems like at least every few weeks, is with the PPP loans and some of these other things, programs that are out there, I think we continue just to kind of monitor what's going on and, you know, not getting any big rush, I guess, to fill out some of the paperwork on the forgiveness as we all kind of hope that, you know, something will be kind of finalized with that whole process, and it's looking more and more like there's maybe a little momentum building again to get that done. And I think that's one thing that everybody would just like to have an answer on so that they can get it off their plate and move on from those and move on to kind of the next challenge.
So some light at the end of the tunnel, maybe.
It's always that way, and it's tough. I mean, I understand, because I'm not a patient person when it comes to those things. I guess I'm, you know, a task-oriented type person, and that probably speaks to why I'm in the profession that I am. But, you know, when you have that kind of on your sheet, like something that you still need to accomplish or that goal that needs to be attained, it gets frustrating when you know that you got to kind of wait for somebody else to, you know, get the stuff taken care of so that you can do your job. But you know, it's one of those deals where you have to be patient and wait kind of for your turn, and it'll get taken care of. And so we've just tried to kind of keep that information out to our clients and assure them that, you know, this is not something we need to rush. It's something that we've got some time and we'll deal with once Washington kind of gets their act together.
Corporate Farmer is a farm accounting firm. Chad, if somebody's interested in your services, how do they touch base with you?
Yeah, real simple. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931. Check us out online at corporatefarmer.com. But I think it's just a good time of the year to stop in and, you know, get to know us a little bit and see if, you know, it's the right fit for you and your farming situation.